It's the all-new J-Mac News Show.
You haven't heard the news until you've heard J-Mac
on KSL News Radio.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us today on the J-Mac News Show. You may have seen this a few weeks ago. Screaming banner headlines. Utah is one of the top locations in the country for plastic surgery. And one of the first things I heard in response to that was, well, that's because it's so inexpensive here. So it's a lot of out-of-towners coming in. And I thought, is that really the case? And so I know Brianna Bodley with KSL News Radio and Liesl Nielsen with KSL.com. You guys are in studio with us today. Thank you for coming. You guys set out to find out, is this really Utahns that are getting the work done? And if so, what is the motivation? So I'll just ask you straight up, is it Utahns or is it somebody else, Brianna?
Well, the answer is not so easy. It's
not
both,
so easy. It's both.
Yeah, and I have to make one tiny correction. So Utah is among the top states for plastic surgeons per capita. In fact, they don't actually look at how many people per state have had the
operations. How many get the procedures.
Yeah, what they do is something more general. They say the Mountain West area.
So we just have a
California,
lot of
and that is by far the biggest geographic region for plastic surgery in the U.S. But Salt Lake City is the second city. Second highest level of plastic surgeons in the U.S. The second
right
highest.
Here, Salt Lake
we
City.
We are before Los Angeles. Can you believe that?
Wow, that is kind of shocking.
Not something I expected. After Miami, that's a little bit, you know, of a relief.
Yeah, so Liesl, you guys set out to actually talk to people in Utah who have gone through those procedures. And I guess, do you know what is the most common procedure done in Utah? Do you have any idea?
Yes, so I actually talked to several patients as well as a plastic surgeon. He's actually the president of the International Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery.
Okay.
So he lives in Park City, and he actually, Dr. Renato Saltz, he said that one of the most popular plastic surgeries here in Utah is the facelift, mostly because, you know, we see a lot of sun, we are dried out a lot. And another one that he said that is very, very popular is the mommy makeover. And, you know, something that he said was because a lot of, you know, as we know, a lot of people here are marrying young, they're having a lot of kids very young. And so they're young, and yet their bodies have undergone a lot of stress because of pregnancy. So the mommy makeover kind of goes through, it entails a lot of different things. There's the breast lift, the breast augmentation, liposuction. There's a lot of different things that goes into the mommy makeover. But those are some pretty popular procedures here in Utah. And kind of to answer your other question as well, Utah is actually number six for most plastic surgeons per capita.
Wow.
So, and, you know, it may be because, you know, the University of Utah has a good program here as well, but we just have a ton of plastic surgeons here.
Well, look, if there are plastic surgeons, they're doing a ton of business. They're not just hanging out saying, oh, I hope somebody comes through the door today. You know they're getting it done. We're talking with Brianna Bodley with KSL News Radio and Liesl Nielsen with KSL.com. Brianna, you were saying it's not all women. We want to make that clear. It's not all women that are getting these procedures, right?
Right. There's this stereotype that plastic surgery is for trophy wives. It's for...
So what can I get done? What's the...
Well, essentially, talking to both these surgeons and the patients, you can get just about anything done. I mean, we're talking hair plugs. That's an aesthetic procedure if you're worried about balding. You know, one man that I talked to, Dr. Harris, he's an oculoplastic surgeon, so he does a lot of facial procedures. He was saying that he sees a lot of men who are older who, in fact, let me just play this bite for you.
I see plenty of men in their mid-age who are either looking for a job at, you know, later in age and want to just kind of refresh their appearance. That's a really common thing we see. We see a lot of men in their mid-age who want Botox for that same reason. They feel like they look old and they can't compete with younger people in the job market. So that's something we see with men.
So he was talking to me about almost this need for, you know, this economic need for plastic surgery, that they can't compete with younger generations who are coming in and taking jobs. And that pressure is actually also hitting the younger generations, but in a completely different way. He talked about the selfie surgeries.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Apparently,
people want to look good in a selfie. And so it's not about how you appear to everybody else face to face. It's how you look in that camera.
Right. He was saying people take so many pictures of themselves at those weird angles.
Yeah.
They get obsessed that one eyebrow's a little tiny bit lower.
Stop
or
it.
One cheek looks just a little bit puffier. And then they come into him with these very serious concerns. And he has to say, hold on. Selfies are not what you look like in the real world.
Yeah.
Joe Schmo's not going to notice this on the screen.
Can I have it done like I have a selfie side and then like a normal side? So take the selfie side and then No, that's not gonna.
I mean, half probably.
The price, maybe.
Right? Yeah, that's right. One of the things that I know came up as you were looking into this is because much of our community, they're members of the LDS Church, and there's a stigma attached to doing things that would appear for vanity's sake only. And did you come across that? Is that an issue that people are facing here in Utah as they're considering these things?
I think absolutely. I think a lot of people feel a stigma around mm-hmm. getting plastic surgery. And one of the patients that I talked to who asked to remain anonymous because of this stigma that she felt, she said, you know, she did feel nervous because she is LDS and because there is that kind of idea around and stigma around plastic surgery. But she said as well, when she did get plastic surgery, you know, 25 years of pain and just feeling like she wasn't good enough kind of disappeared. And so it was an interesting contrast, just because I know that there is that stigma around it. And before, you know, I kind of looked into plastic surgery, I kind of saw it through that stigma as well. But kind of looking into this more, I've realized that, you know, a lot of people are just, you know, trying to feel good about themselves. And, you know, not that I'm advocating plastic surgery or anything like that, but I think one of the most important things I saw was just to look at it without an eye of judgment.
Yeah.
Just to kind of
It's a very realize, personal mm-hmm, decision. And exactly. There's a lot of reasons that a person might be driven to this, from their body being destroyed by the 8 children that they had. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have had something that has bothered them since they were very young and they finally had the means to change it. And you look at that and you go, well, you know, why not? Why not change it? But then you have other procedures where you're like, whoa, slow down a minute, yeah. You know, things
right.
like that.
Right.
So you guys have been doing a 2-part series on KSL.com and the radio. What kind of things right. does that focus in on?
So Liesl's story has been online for a week and a half, something like that.
I think since March 15th, actually.
Oh, March 15th.
So it's been on for a while. Yeah.
So almost a month. And you talk, actually, why don't you tell me what you talk about? And then I'll tell you about my stories.
So I actually looked into plastic surgery because there was a plastic surgery conference in Park City organized by Dr. Renato Saltz. And so 200 plastic surgeons came from all over the world to Utah to kind of talk about different procedures. So I talked a little bit about what they talked about at that conference. So patient safety, a lot of the procedures that they talked about, the new procedures. Everybody wants mm-hmm. the J-Lo, Kim K booty kind of thing.
I've been wanting that for years.
And then I kind of took a look into it a little bit more in depth as well, just because Utah is so high. And so I talked to different patients, you know, why they decided to get it, what it cost, and then just kind of sometimes the side effects, the dangers that are present, because there always is
yeah, of course.
A danger. You know, there's blood clots or, you know, infections that you can mm-hmm. get. And I focused a lot as well on patient safety, because that's what Dr. Renato Saltz really pounded as well. You know, patient safety is important. People get lured by beautiful images on the internet to, you know, overseas where they can get cheap plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And then they get burned for that. And so, you know, I focused a lot as well on, you know, looking, if you do decide to get plastic surgery, make sure you're looking for a board certified plastic surgeon. Make sure you do your homework. That's something that the doctor and the patients really stressed, is doing your homework mm-hmm. before getting it.
So that's on KSL.com right
yes.
now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then I focused more on, and in fact, Liesl's story was what inspired us to do a story on KSL News Radio. We looked more at, you know, what women are doing these procedures, why are they doing it, and what essentially is keeping this kind of thing so quiet
yeah.
in Utah. Because so many people have done it. And
because
so
we were all
of
kind
us...
of surprised by that headline. We're
right.
Like, what?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's consistent. We yeah. consistently see these numbers. Now, that story runs at 5:45 this afternoon
okay.
on the afternoon news. Tomorrow, I have a follow up, and that delves more into the stigma behind it. You know, what are the religious tie-ins to that stigma? There's a very famous talk in the LDS Church from Elder Holland that talks about, you know, avoiding things that are vain, essentially,
mm-hmm.
avoiding spending your time and your resources on that. But the same Dr. Harris that I brought up earlier has said he saw a shift when that talk came out. People saying, not a shift in how many people came in, but how many people started saying, is this going to be clear before I get to church? I don't want anybody to know.
Oh, yeah.
This.
And maybe, and we've even heard about like clandestine meetings with doctors in parking lots and malls to
wow.
not be seen, right?
I met with yeah. one patient who did not want me to be anywhere around her kids because
yeah.
she didn't want them to know that she was meeting with me. We met at a library far from her house, so none of her neighbors would know. She wore this puffy jacket, so I couldn't
wow.
see any of the work done.
Yeah.
It was very. you know, she just felt this intense stigma, this worry that somebody was going to judge her for the work that she had done for herself.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So thank you so much. Go to KSL.com. Listen to KSL News Radio during Jeff Kaplan's show today at 5:45 and also tomorrow.
5:45. Tomorrow. Yeah. The next story will run at 7:17 tomorrow morning and 5:15 on the afternoon news show.
All right. Very cool. And we'll put, Lisa, we'll put your story on our Facebook page so people can see that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Jay.